This podcast is supported by Siemens, your partner for industrial-grade AI.
Hey, it's me, Robert. Traditionally, the year ends with music composed with the help of AI. Our artist, Dr. Tristan Behrens, will be performing at our event in Frankfurt on January 24th. Reserve your ticket now. Beckhoff, Festo, Siemens, Cthulhu, Zülke, Fraunhofer, IPA, and many more will be there. Details in the show notes. And now, a short interview with the artist and then music for the New Year's Eve. Hello, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of our Industrial AI podcast. Traditionally, at the New Year's Eve, we have some music with Dr. Tristan Behrens. Is it music composed with AI or by AI?
It's with AI. So it's still me as a kind of spider in the center of the web. So I am the person, the entity who dictates the direction, who uses a huge collection of tools in order to express a mood, an emotion, or a story. And I use the AI as, or the AIs as tools on my way.
What did you compose for us?
Well, electronic dance music, which I kind of like. It's nice. It always reminds me of me growing up in the 1990s when we had this Euro dance music, which was, well, most of the stuff was very inspiring and very happy. So what I did is I asked the AI to compose some music harmony-wise that fits that genre. And I used those tiny little bits and pieces composed by AI and turned them into entire songs. And also after that, I added voices with text generated by another AI. And I'm also using Stable Diffusion models to generate music videos.
Explain us, please, a bit the technique behind this music composed with AI.
Yeah, the background or the centerpiece is a tiny little GPT model that I have trained on so-called MIDI files, which are like text representations of music. More than 400,000 songs, I guess, trained also on harmony theory. And what this neural network does, similar to ChatGPT, it generates a text, but this text is a representation of a piece of music. And I would usually ask the AI to compose maybe like 20 such tiny little pieces, and then I will select the two best ones out of them, and then I turn those into songs.
How does Gen AI change your daily work with the music?
Well, it's easier for me to spend way more time on music, and the reason is that I'm always very, very inspired. There are never any roadblocks, never any obstacles that I have to overcome. If I am lacking ideas, the AI has ideas for me. If I need some inspiration as well, I use the inspiration from the AI. If I think I need another bass line, I would like to change the guitars here and there, AI is there for me, always giving me good ideas, good bass material that I turn into full songs. It's like a high density creative output over a long period of time on a day.
When you imagine you are an artist, a DJ, for example, can you accept that the branch is a little bit afraid of AI?
A few of them are afraid, but there are also a lot of them who are really curious about these things. And I think when we think about the music that is now very popular, I believe like a lot of them already use some generative AI, like embracing it. Being afraid, well, I don't know. We have a huge history as a species of music production tools that it took a little while to embrace them. Remember when we had a gramophone, when we were able to play music at home, which was like shunned upon because, well, how could it be that you do not go to a concert anymore, that you don't play the piano at home? Then people got a gramophone, and then we thought about maybe we'd like to have a CD for higher quality, but no, CD is not good because CD doesn't have the warm feel that a vinyl has, and so on and so forth. And now we're doing streaming music, and the same is in music production. When we started recording stuff instead of live playing, and we started to use the synthesizers, I think started around in the 40s and then really, really lifted off in the 1970s, when you had musical instruments that could play, I would say, all the instruments that already existed, plus all the other ones that did not exist yet. And now it's commodity. Now everyone can use their computer at home, install a couple of synthesizers, or use the pre-installed ones and just go wild, which is amazing. And just to conclude this, AI is now the next level, which will allow a higher level of expression when it comes to harmony, when it comes to telling stories. And it's just amazing to use these tools today.
So is it a tool or is it an artist?
Both. Because I'm still the person, or the other people are still the entities that steer the whole thing, that give it a direction. The problem with nowadays with AI is those are not autonomous agents, and they are not really goal-directed, especially in the field of creativity. And also, they are a little inspired themselves, but the inspiration is usually a prompt. But it's not what happens around. So a few minutes ago, we had a very, very nice curry. It's a nice meal. And maybe I would like to turn this into a song. And this is a degree of inspiration that the AI cannot have, because the AI is not situated in our 3D or 4-dimensional world.
So it's not autonomous.
It's not autonomous, of course. Well, I did experiments in that direction where I would have infinitely generating AIs, just generate music, and the music will be good, will be harmonically sound, but to the best of my knowledge, it never told a real proper story. And when we look at what other people are doing, there are a couple of AIs. I think Nuno AI is a good example, which generates a verse and a chorus, so 1.5 minutes of material. Not a full song yet, not an entire album yet. And every time you use it, it will be something completely different. Maybe we'll have like a high degree or a higher density of music called Mutzak, which is music running in the background in an elevator when you go for shopping. But also I believe we go down the road that we have more AI augmented human creativity, and that's what I'm most amazed about.
Thank you, Tristan. Let's listen to your newest song.
Okay, let's play it.